Okay, so he says what's happening now is God keeping his promise to topple all towers of Babel.
Absolutely.
He wants us planting gardens in Babylon, the city of gardens, not building towers in the fields of fallen Shinar.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So let me talk about it this way. I'm talking typologically. I'm talking poetically. So please do not make a dogma out of this, ye LCMSers who watch me, and then go and try to like complain about it or something. Understand the poetic metaphor at work here. But this is the kind of time we're living in, and there's no question about it. Anything not founded upon the rock of Jesus Christ can be torn down. That goes for your church. That goes for your school. It goes for your church body. It goes for your nation. It goes for your culture. It goes for your family. If you put your hope right now in saving something that is not the Bible in your life, don't expect it to work and expect it to backfire hard. Hard. Right now, this year, put your life in the Bible, and I promise you, you will find a path through the madness that will be glorious. You will even enjoy the coming year. You will find this is the best kind of time to be alive in as a Christian. But if you're going to add to that Christianity some other worldly idea that you're going to bring with you on the ark, just be ready to turn around when it doesn't work, right? That's my exhortation to you in this. Now, I'm going to be as hyperbolic as I can to try to make the point. Lutheranism will not survive as Lutheranism, and for Dr. Luther to live, he must die. What do I mean by that? I mean, if your point of view is that the church can't go on from this point without Dr. Luther, then expect God to take Dr. Luther away from us. If you know that right now we don't need more Lutheran confessions, they're true. And we should never forget them. But right now, we need more Bible. If you can't understand that difference and you think I just said something wrong, what you're trusting in is going to be torn down. Huh? That's where we are. And so I couldn't agree with Anakin more. Rob Moore. Right now is the time to whatever you see that isn't working, ask yourself, is this of the world? And then if it is, say, okay, well, that's great. It's a gift from Jesus, but I don't need to prop it up. I need to ask, am I putting too much faith in it? Is my fear related to it or to trusting Christ for daily bread? And if you're like, well, daily bread, what's that? I have a bank account. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it doesn't mean he's taking your bank account away, but he is going to ask you to trust in him for the food. Again, if you're a Christian now, you won't be able to trust in the bank account for food a month from now. You'll have to think you live in a time where you need to stockpile food. But if you know you have Jesus, then you know that the righteous children do not beg for bread. But instead, rather, right, they are freely sharing. So engage the Bible as the story that's true in the midst of all the stories that aren't true, and recognize that, again, the red tape of this age is getting snipped up so that you can cut through it with the clear knife of he has risen and you are paid for yourself and for those around you. And I'm advocating Sons of Solomon constantly, right? Unishes, et cetera, now teaching the Proverbs exclusively under the name of Sons of Solomon. Check out sonsofsolomon.net for information on that if you haven't heard of that yet. But, you know, to get into the Psalter with other men as men of repentant Christianity in an age of turmoil and upheaval, knowing that what's bad for Babel is good for the church, ultimately. It's such a time as this, and there's no better way to start. Like, go get it. Go do it right now. Right? Get in these prayers. And there's next levels, and next levels. Hey, have you found Psalm 37 yet? Goodness gracious. Just go ponder it for a week. Don't read through it and forget it. There's too much. It's his own book, Psalm 37. Look, right now, our age, 20, whatever they call it. I think it's 6, but you say it's 1. Whatever. Go check out Psalm 37. I mean, absolutely, check out Psalm 37. Okay.